Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Focus on Albany. Good afternoon on this almost snowy day. They're saying we're going to get a storm tonight. It's 2 o'clock, 2:30. And my guest today is Hugh Johnson. Hugh is a retired meteorologist, and he's going to talk a little bit about the storm and what to expect. So, and tell us where you are, Hugh.
I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where it's almost muggy right now. It's in the 60s, and there's actually a little fog in the air.
Wow. So they're saying tonight's going to be the night the snow starts falling. Tell us a little bit about the storm.
Okay, well, good afternoon, everyone, and good afternoon, Cynthia. Yeah, this storm is not a true nor'easter. This storm is cutting across the Ohio Valley, and it's going to redevelop in the Mid-Atlantic and go to our south. But because it's taking a track that it is, it's going to try to throw some warm air into the whole equation. So I think we might see a little mixing now of sleet, but we are going to get a major storm. It's loaded with moisture, and there's plenty of cold air, as we know, in place. So it was definitely going to be around a foot of snow, but we are probably going to see a wintry mix at times later tonight and tomorrow morning. The further south you go, the more the mix will be, and there could even be a swath of freezing rain enough to cause some problems with power outages. That would be well south of the Capital District. I don't think the Capital District will have that. We'll get by with mostly snow, a good foot of it. So it's still a good storm, but I don't think it's going to be a historically heavy snowstorm.
So we really have escaped snow up until now. What do you think that is?
What, we didn't get much snow, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah, well, I know I went on air in September and I said, look out for winter. And November, boy, was rough. We had the big trough in the east and all that. That went away during December and the first half of January. The ridge in the west broke down. We had a zonal flow. We also have something else going on. A ridge in the southeastern Atlantic that kept kind of keeping the jet stream further north. That's weakened, and guess what? The ridge is in place now, so we're back to having the cold pattern with the trough in the east. So it's going to be rough the next few weeks. After this storm, there's going to be a couple other ones that we got to keep an eye on, especially the one next weekend. I would say that would be the one that we got to really keep an eye on. But for now, we got a storm coming tonight. Look for around a foot in the Capital District, up to 18 inches to maybe 2 feet. Way up in the Mohawk Valley and across maybe parts of Saratoga County and into southern Vermont. We'll get up to perhaps 18 to 24 inches, but I think in the Capital District around a foot or a little more.
So if it doesn't turn to sleet, then do you think the accumulation will be higher?
A little higher, yeah. But the other problem with the storm, and again, I'm not going to get technical, but the snow growth, it's not going to be the big puffy, the real fluffy snow. It's actually going to be a compact snow. So it's not going to really accumulate rapidly. Rapidly as in real fluffy. We'll still get an inch or two an hour at times. But on the downside, it'll be a little tougher to shovel, especially if it mixes with sleet. So people say, oh, we're going to get less snow and all that. But sometimes I think you'd rather shovel a fluffy 18 inches than a sleet 10 inches, sleet mixed with 10 inches of snow. So, again, it's different poison. But either way, you're going to need your snowblower, and it's going to be very treacherous tonight. And then the other thing I want to emphasize is when the storm pulls out, there's going to be very cold Arctic air coming in, by far the coldest of the season so far, and it's going to get nasty. Sunday night wind chills down to near 20 below zero. Actual air temperatures 5 below, maybe 10 below. So it's going to be downright brutal out. And on Martin Luther King Day, despite bright sunshine, temperatures stay in the single numbers. They don't get any higher than that.
Now, I had gone to a press conference at the beginning of the week at the Legislative Office Building, and I ran into Jason Goth, who used to work on Channel 13, I believe. And I said, hey, Jason, when are we going to get our first significant snowfall? He said, this weekend, and he was right on the money.
Spot on. Yeah, he's a good guy. I like you. Yep. I used to work with him when I was in the weather service. Yep.
So you're saying that we might be getting a storm next weekend?
that's what it looks like. Again, it's a week off, so I'm not going to get into like how much we're going to get, but it's something to keep an eye on. It looks like there could be another, and that one looks more like maybe a little more of a true coastal, and it will bring in another round of Arctic air and everything. So we're setting up a pattern now that we're going to start getting these intrusions. The polar vortex is weakened. It slipped south of the Arctic Circle and it's driving cold air with it. So again, I won't get into all the reasons why this is happening, but this is what's happening right now. We kind of got away from that for a while, and we had a pretty wimpy winter. You know, I've been down in South Carolina for a month. We've had, an inch or 2 inches of snow in Albany, so I'm finally going to miss a storm, so I'm happy about that.
So,
hello?
And for maybe the next month or maybe longer.
Oh, the cold. I'm sorry, I got cut out a little bit. My bad. It looks like this pattern's going to, that's what you asked, this weather pattern might last for about another month or so. Yeah. It may break by the end of February, but I think for the next month it's going to be a lot colder and potentially stormier. Yes.
Okay. Now, do you attribute that to climate change?
I never contribute any specific event or like what's directly to climate change. You can always throw that in as a caveat, but really, you guys, it's basically, this is not abnormal stuff. This happens a lot. But what you got to look at with climate change is the change in over a matter of time, over years. And when you start seeing, our winters have definitely got milder. If you look back, we've gained about 3 degrees on the winter averages. So that's climate change. But any particular storm, no, I don't really like to directly correlate that with climate change.
Okay. So the next couple of weeks, almost into March, you're saying we're going to get brutally cold weather.
At times, yeah. I mean, it's not – see, here's the thing. That ridge is still there. It's not completely gone away, the one off the South Atlantic. So we could get some breaks. It's going to warm up a little bit this week. We're not going to stay constantly cold, but we're going to see a lot of up and downs, and I think that's why we're going to have the storminess. We're going to be close to the battleground between the air that I have down here in South Carolina and the cold air that's coming in from the Ohio Valley. We're going to be in that battle zone for a while, so I think that's why it's going to get stormy for the next few weeks. So, yeah, it'll be a little changeable, but I think we'll definitely see colder weather than what we've seen so far.
What do you suggest to people in the Capital District? How should they brace themselves for this?
Well, I mean, we are upstairs. We know how to deal. We should know how to deal with it. Get your stuff, get to the store. Don't panic, but, get whatever you need to be done by about 6 o'clock because this could come in like a wall. It could snow pretty fast, and every flake will stick instantly. The roads will turn very slippery very fast, but just try to get all your stuff done and, make sure your snowblower is in good working order. I don't think it's a power outage situation for the Capital District on North, so I'm not that concerned about that. But, just bunker down. And then tomorrow, if you go out, just be prepared for very cold wind chills later in the day into Monday. That's all. Just bundle up the usual. Don't go out with a short coat on or something like that.
Now, what do you see as the duration of the storm?
About, let's see, it's going to start probably about 15 to 18 hours, 18, which isn't that really that long. It's going to be under 24 because it's a fast-moving system. That's another thing that's going to limit accumulation. It's not going to hang around. But, the Blizzard of 93 was the same thing, only that was a much more powerful storm. But it's going to be a fast mover, so it'll be out of here by the afternoon sometime tomorrow.
Okay. So you give me a buzz next week before the impending
next
storm.
Yeah, we'll see if it really materializes. There's still a lot of time for that to change, but something to keep an eye on, that's for sure.
What we should expect. So you've been listening to Hugh Johnson, who is a retired meteorologist, beach right now in South Carolina. So if you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about the show, hashtag Focus on Albany. You, thank you for telling us about what to expect, and thank you, everybody, for listening. Be safe and be careful. Thanks, you. Have a great day and safe journeys
South
back
Carolina.
Home.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thank
you.
You
stay safe.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. We got that out of the way.